something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah. Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, hallelujah, woo, glory, you see, that's where you have the success mentality. That's where you have the mentality of a victor. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know the details as we ought to know. We don't know them. Look at it. We don't know the details as we ought to know. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. This is not speaking in tongues. At this time, I can't even speak. Are you hearing me? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. He's saying, when my spirit doesn't know how to go about this thing, I can't even speak in other tongues. He says, the Holy Ghost himself. Woo, glory to God. Hey. The Holy Ghost himself. You see, he emphasizes it. He didn't say, the Spirit maketh intercession. He says, the Spirit himself. He comes into the matter. Are you still there? You know, he says, likewise, King James is a little blind, George. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. He says, the Spirit bears us up in our weakness, in our limitation. The Spirit supports us, props us up. Hallelujah. We don't know what we ought to be saying. We don't know how to go about this thing, but the Holy Ghost himself makes intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. Woo, glory to God. You know, sometimes you just fall on your knees before God. You are short of words. Your spirit has no spiritual vocabulary now. He's waiting on the Holy Ghost. He's waiting on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And then the Holy Spirit takes over. No wonder Jesus said, I will pray the Father and he shall send you Allos Parakletos. Hallelujah. He shall send you the Comforter, the Helper, the Standby. He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the spirits, Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He's my intercessor. Jesus was my intercessor. And then he went to heaven, but he sent me another one to be with me. The great Holy Spirit of God. He's my intercessor. When Jesus was here, he said, Simon, are you still there? He says, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Hallelujah. But you know what? Jesus has gone to heaven. Now the Holy Ghost has come. And he can see the same thing. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Wow. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. We know, right in my spirit, I know. Oh, glory to God. We know. We know. We know. It does not matter. Whew. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? It doesn't matter what happened at home. It doesn't matter what happened to your job. It doesn't matter what happened to your money. If you are functioning this way, if you are praying this way, we know. Hallelujah. We know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Somebody shout, woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. My. Glory. I said, I know who I am. I know what I have. And I'm going to use it. Glory. Speaking other tongues. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Oh, Rabashanda la Baba Bayaka Basata. Glory. Libakatata la Mande. It's working for your good. It's working for your good. Hallelujah. It's working for your good. It's working out for you. I said it's working out for you. It's working out for you. You are a success. You are a victor. It's working out for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Just a moment. Hallelujah. You feel like you want to fly, right? It's great to know what we can do. Hallelujah. The man or woman that stays in the Word, I'm not talking about hello, all right, be calm now. Listen, the man or woman that stays in the Word. And when I say stays in the Word of God, I don't mean that you read it 2 years ago and you have retained it. That's not enough. The Word of God is like manna. You eat it fresh every day. That's the way to stay in the Word of God. See? You stay in the Word by receiving God's word continually. Remember the words of Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. He didn't say by the logos. Logos is that one that you read and keep to be remembered from time to time. Rhema is God's word for now. So when there is no rhema, the spirit is starving. You've got to get rhema. Rhema is God's word for the now. Rhema is today's word for today. By every rhema that proceeds. He didn't say that proceeded. That proceeds from the mouth of God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2. Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, Okota. And Christ Embassy, 6/8, Adilakun Street, Ebe, Lagos. Worship with us on Sunday, first service, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call
+234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. This is a continuation of the message, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Rhema is God's word for now. So when there is no rhema, the spirit is starving. You've got to get rhema. Rhema is God's word for the now. Rhema is today's word for today. By every rhema that proceeds, he didn't say that proceeded, that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So if you stay in God's word that way and activate your spirit, as we've said, even if you were taken to the bottom of the valley, you'd come out victoriously. The propelling power of God's word will fly you out. Amen. And the word in you robs your adversaries of the power of the weapons. The weapons that your adversaries have against you become powerless because the word robs them of the power. No matter what kind of weapons they use against you, they just fail. They can't understand why. Because God's word says to you, not because it is written here, but because you pull it out from here, into here, into here. You get it from here, into here, into here, and you release it. No weapon. When it is here, it is logos. When you take it out of here, into here, it is logos. Then you release it, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Suddenly, whatever they had as a weapon to frustrate you, whatever they had as a weapon to blackmail you, loses its power. See, that's why you go to work confident of life. Doesn't matter who's working against you. They say, oh, he's close to the boss. I'm close to the bigger boss, man. You know who's boss around here? Huh? No weapon fashioned against me works. He says, all they that are against you shall fall for your sake. You see, that's why I see, when I see people against me, I don't mind. I know the writing that's against them. The word says they shall fall for your sake. So what? I pick it from here, into here, into here. Whew. So when I release it, all that are incensed against you shall fall for your sake. Geba lakaya. Rababaya. Legabosote. Start learning. You know what? Start learning to open your eyes like this. Did you see that? Read it in the Bible. Sakaya! Learn to get wine in the spirit. If you get wine in the spirit, you will not need to get wine physically outside, because you've handled everything. Get in your room. Shut the door. Did you read the Bible tells us when Peter was ministering to the man at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, Bible says Peter fastened his gaze on him. Why did he do it? Because Jesus did it. That's why Peter did it. This was his first ministration since Jesus went to heaven. So he's going to practice what he saw. He said, look on us. And then he opened his eyes. Fasting his gaze. Why? The eyes are the windows of the spirit. Hallelujah. You love your Bible? There's victory in that thing. Hallelujah. We're about to close. Get wild in the spirit. Did you hear me? Get wild in the spirit. Stir up your spirit. You know who you are. You know what you have. Use it. Use it. You know, somebody can have a weapon and not have the guts to use it. But get ready to use it. Hallelujah. We're taking another step further. We're not through yet. Hallelujah. 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 Begin to say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Say it and mean it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, blessed. Lebo Sata Kabaya. I'm blessed. Blessed by the Holy Ghost. Blessed by the Word of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed. Glory to God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Woo! I'm blessed. I'm blessed in my mind. My spirit, I'm blessing my body. I'm blessed. Glory to God. Blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? So my spirit is blessed. My mind is blessed. My body is blessed. My work is blessed. Everywhere I go, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Woo, glory. Yay. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, glory to God. I'm blessed. Brother, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sister, I'm blessed. You're looking at a blessed man. Say, look at me. I'm blessed. Ah, hiya. Woo, glory. Jesus. Glory to God. you hear laughter in the spirit? Woo! Lift your hands toward heaven. Thank Him for His kindness. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His grace. Thank Him for the meeting tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us the word of God. Thank you for blessing us. I pray for your children tonight. Your hand is mighty upon each one of them. They are blessed of you. No evil shall befall them. They shall triumph in glory. And they shall move on from grace to grace. From strength to strength. And their faith will continue to increase. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit do this now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2, Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, AGP Palace Way, Okota, and Christ Embassy 6/8, Adelakun Street, Egbe, Lagos. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to LWR Transmissions@gmail.com.